Hello, everyone. I'm Athletic Director Josh Morton, pleased to be joined by one of our champion student-athletes, Lawrence Lokonobi, who last weekend set the school record in the indoor 60-meter hurdles. Lawrence, that's your second school record, right? Yep. Did it in the outdoor as well?
Yep, the 110 hurdles as well, so that's my second one, yep.
Nice, and it's pretty early in the season, too. You broke 8 seconds, which I know had to feel awfully good, and it's, you know, at that time it wasn't even February yet.
Yeah. Usually we like to wait till February to do our good races and results, but I think it's going to be pretty competitive, so I like the fact that I'm able to get this good time early and kind of build off of it.
Still. Yeah. Graduating in May, so you're starting your last semester this week.
Yep.
Came to us from Salt Lake City, but grew up in Sioux Falls. Give me the story how you got here.
Yeah, so I was actually born in Nashville, Tennessee, but very shortly after that, I basically grew up for the majority of my life up until sophomore year high school in Sioux Falls, and I went to Roosevelt, and that actually connects to how I came back here. But going into my junior year, we moved to Salt Lake City. We have a lot of family out there, cousins and aunts and uncles and stuff, and so we just wanted to be closer to family. And when I was looking into colleges, my hurdle coach at Roosevelt, he ran with Greg Binstock, the track coach here. And so I stayed in touch with him, and he told me that it's a great program, and he had a good friend that he used to run with that's currently coaching. And so got in contact with the track coach here and ended up coming back. So
And here you are 4 years later, and your major, and what do you want to do when you leave Augustana?
So I'm majoring in engineering physics, and I just want to get into engineering. I've always been interested in the automotive industry, and I've always loved just like trying to like design cars, like just really interested in like what makes them work, what makes them tick, and like how to improve upon them. And so hopefully I can use this degree and then also get a graduate degree at a graduate school, which currently I'm still, you know, weighing my options for that, but hopefully I can build upon this and go and work in the automotive industry in the future.
That's great, and Lawrence is a fabulous student, and you're interesting too, because we hear it a lot from our male athletes, not just our male athletes, all our athletes, that, you know, you can be an engineer for Augustana. We may not have the engineering degree, but you can use what you get here to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like, obviously, if you're invested and work hard, then it's very easy to go straight from Augustana to a partner school, which is Wash U in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so they have that dual degree program. But I think I'm also trying to get, like, see if I have options close to home in Utah.
Yeah.
Or I also have family in Texas as well. So I think those are the only other options that I would look at. But it is really easy to just go straight from Augustana to another school right afterwards and get that engineering degree. And so I think that's what sold me on it. That was like the last thing. It was either I come to Augustana or I go to a school that was like purely engineering.
Yeah.
And so I think that when they told me about the dual degree program, I was like, all right, this is kind of the best of both worlds. So
no, that's great.
Might as well come over.
Yeah. No, and have made a huge impact on our campus when it comes to track and field especially. How do you balance as a track athlete? You know, we're in the indoor season now.
Yep.
It goes till, call it, the Nationals are mid-March.
Yep.
And then you turn around right away, you have the outdoor season. How do you balance the two?
I'd say it does get difficult, but I would say during your downtime, during travel, or even like, you know, at the hotels or whatever, you kind of have to stay a little bit on top of it. You have to be like, okay, you don't have to know how to like switch between, you know, competitive mode and like studies. And so right after like a track meet, I'll still, at the track meet, I'll still cheer on my teammates. But as soon as we get back to the hotel, got to bring my backpack out, go to the lobby and like study for a couple hours. And kind of just prioritizing that. But I think it makes it easier to know that I only have to do that for like one semester. The first semester, it's a little bit more lenient. And so I can kind of just, you know, really get my head into both, you know, competing and academics at the same time. And don't have to do it for a whole school year.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's great. I think it's because like your coaches, so like Coach Hellman, who's director of track and cross country, essentially it's three sports, right? So it's cross country, indoor, and then outdoor. So it's a really long season.
Yes.
For the coaches too. So I often wonder, especially if you're in both, how do you manage it? What got you into doing hurdles?
I went to Memorial Middle School in Sioux Falls, and I was going out for track just because I did. Actually, my favorite sport in middle school was football.
Okay.
But then all the like football guys that I was friends with, they were going out for track, and so I was like, "Yeah, I'll go out for track too." But I always thought that just running was boring, and so then they had hurdles, and I was like, "Okay, I might as well just do something while I'm running and just jump over something." And I ended up being pretty good at it. My eighth grade year is when I kind of figured out, I was like, okay, I might actually be better at track than football, because I was able to, I broke a middle school record.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, that was like the biggest moment.
Yeah.
Sports-wise in my life.
And that's
so that was something. And so I kind of just kept that momentum going into high school and focused on hurdles and all that. And so it kind of helped out.
Well, and we're sitting in my office right now at the Elman Center. If you've been to the Elman Center, I kind of get to see all the practices that go on in the main forum.
Yep.
So track is in there all the time. Lawrence is in there all the time. And so when you talk about football, I guarantee Coach Olszewski would love to see you as a wide receiver. So I think I think you fit the mold. I've seen you run. So if you have interest in football still, I'm sure the interest would be reciprocated. Your time at Augustana. This is a loaded question, and it may not be fair. Do you have a favorite professor that you've worked with?
I would say that's really hard, because I feel like the easiest one for me would probably have to be like my advisor, who's also been a physics professor for me in many courses, which is Dr. Wells.
Yeah.
But I also did research with Dr. Drew Alton, and that spending that whole summer, you know what I mean, just like troubleshooting problems and, you know, finding out a whole bunch of new things. That was fun. And so I think it's hard, but to choose between the two.
Yeah, no, I know. It was a loaded question.
Yeah, I'd say those two are definitely two of my top professors.
And I remember running into you on campus during the summer when you were here for research, too. I remember you telling me a little bit about that. Well, Lawrence, best of luck finishing up the indoor season. I know you guys have your sights set on some pretty big things for the indoor and then the outdoor season as well, and then individually as well. So Lawrence Lokonobi, our 60-meter indoor hurdle school record holder, and 110-meter outdoor record holder, right?
Yep.
All right, finish strong.
All right, thank you.